Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
16 minutes just after 1 on 657 AM on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Hello to you if you just joined us. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. Give you the sounds of Ntoko Zombambo. John 3 verses 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that you and I might have life eternal. And we are grateful for that. Hey, we are grateful for the blood. I like it at the end when it says, are you grateful for the blood? We have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm now joined by my queen. Hello, hello, hello. And I'm talking to Dr. Sibo Mkize. Hi, my queen. How are you?
Hello, 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 hello.
Love that. Love that.
We are saved by the blood.
Hello, oh, hello, man. Hello, hello. Yeah, boo. Are you well?
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I am fantastic.
I love that. Because in the cold, ne? Doesn't matter how cold it is. We've been
in the cold. You see, you have to be fantastic to warm yourself up, eh?
It's up to you.
It's very cold. Imagine if you are also cold. Hey, it's freezing. Now we've got the Antarctica. No.
Oh, my. Talking about that, you mentioned something I believe it's very important. There is somebody at this moment in time who is feeling cold inside because of the circumstances, because of the situation. Some it's finances, some it's because of a death of a loved one, passing of a loved one. With some, it is because of finances. Yeah, I mentioned businesses not working, marriage not working, relationship, studies not working, health matters, and they can't deal with this. They can't deal with this. And they find some also now having to go and take antidepressants. So we're talking depression today. And yes, somebody's cold inside. I remember talking to somebody who was really depressed. And I shared a little bit earlier on with the family members that sometimes there are those ones who be so depressed that they even forget they have to feed themselves. They even forget they have to take a bath as well. And I remember talking to somebody who was going through something like that. And I was asking him about loving. We were talking about relationships and just love. And he says, it's so dark inside. That's all I see inside of me. And it's so dark. I can't find anything to love or worthy of love. I don't even feel love. I just feel this darkness inside of me. Another one said to me, I feel like I'm locked up in a dark space and there's no one to help me come out. What exactly is depression? Is it a spirit? What exactly is depression? What are we dealing here with?
It's definitely, I would even say, it's a silent killer. You know when they say that the enemy comes to steal, it moves in silence.
Yeah.
That's what depression is. It's literally crying out loud, but without knowing how to articulate your pain. So it comes out in different ways. There is no one formula to say this is a depressed person, because some of the most depressed people are actually the happiest. They're smiling. They're the most colorful. Mm-hmm. But what they're going through is the darkness that you are talking about. They are going through, they feel like they're in the cave or in some sort of a prison cell that they cannot get out of. It's their emotions that have held them captured in this pain that they are going through. Most of the triggers of depression, it would be exactly going through difficulties, and you know, like you stated, financially, pregnancy, just life in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that are very hard for us to handle on our day to day. Somebody else, it might seem like, no, this is a very quick thing, and they would come, you know, with that bit of an arrogance to say, just snap out of it. And you can't. You don't know how to. You've now fallen into this hole and you're trying to get out, but you just don't know how to. So when things really get to that bad, and even now, just by the way,
mm-hmm.
with all these different symptoms, we're still just saying it very lightly. There are people who go to severe depression, forgetting how to bathe. Now we are bordering on the severe depression, forgetting how to eat, because for them, eating is not in their mind. You know, they've got, they're just so consumed with what they are going through. Sometimes they would even punish themselves because why am I eating? Why do I get the luxury of actually eating if I can't even, you know, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills at the end of the month. So if I don't eat, then in that way, you know, things will get better. So it is a very, very, very emotional, very difficult time. Anybody who goes through depression, they need to seek help. And the other part of depression is that we go through seasonal depression, and which is something that we don't talk about because it seems like you are forever in a depression. But there is such a thing called SAD. Literally, it's called SAD. It's the acronym for it, where you've got seasonal depression. When now in winter, your body and your psyche and your spirit cannot handle the cold of winter. So it associates itself with something very dark. Or maybe you lost a loved one in during the winter season. And now when winter comes, you are triggered by that. And then you go into that season. As soon as the season starts to change, you also now start to feel better. So it's got multiple faces, there's all these different masks. There is no one-size-fits-all. And the treatment of it also, it will never be one-size-fits-all. You know, a mild depression is something that you can, you know, at home or your support system can help you throughout. But as it progresses or it graduates to even more, you know, challenges, this is where now you start to seek help because it can actually blind you. You know, literally just blind you. You don't even know what is happening. You are so consumed with what's going on in your head that you can't even see the road. It's even dangerous for them to even drive.
It scares me when you're saying blind because, yes, it can blind you in that manner, as in like figuratively like that. And in the literal sense, I met somebody at a conference, a women's do, who lost his eyesight because of depression. Like it was gone, and they had to help her because now she didn't know how to go about. It was a new thing for her. Suddenly she's blind, and that for me was, yo, can it get this worse?
Yes, traumatic depression, it does the most to our bodies. Our bodies will try the best way to survive that, whatever that pain that you are going through. So if in your head, for me not to see what I have seen or unsee what I've seen, it's your brain tricking your sight that it's blind so that you don't get to see what you know, that I don't want to have seen that again. So it will temporarily block your sight. Even some people, just walking, they will believe that they can't walk because they are so...
What symptoms? The symptoms that are...
The more psychosis symptoms, and it can paralyze you. You know when we say that you are paralyzed with fear? Normally that is now on more on the traumatic side, but it also does border the maintenance of that fear as the depression. Because now to you, you believe that, okay, I cannot walk because I saw somebody's legs being bombed off. You know, yes, we're being a little bit graphic, but in your mind, your brain has told you that, listen, now you cannot walk. All your muscles and everything, they're frozen in time. But now the maintenance of that frozen in time is the depression.
Because so it's psychosomatic.
The depression is the end. We need to now get you from that severe state of that depression to move you, you know, until you are able to see that I can actually walk. It was a traumatic situation. And you see people that are in a wheelchair, like for as long as I've known this person, they've always been in a wheelchair. And we find out that, no, they actually lost their spouse. Now that they've made somebody new, all of a sudden they're walking again.
They can walk again. So it can produce psychosomatic results as a result.
Definitely. Definitely it can. But and now here we are really talking at the very severe parts of
depression. So what are we dealing with? Is it chemicals in the brain? Because there are other people who face the same challenges. There is no challenge that one goes through in life that nobody else has ever gone through in the world. And you find there are those ones who can go through it and leave. Yes, they were stressed out, but never went into depression. So what exactly are we dealing with in different individuals? Brain chemicals?
It could be, but also the power of emotions.
Okay.
Because as much as it is a logical, you know, logically thinking about it, depression, there's nothing really logical about it in the broader picture. Because how what you can go through may be something that's way too dramatic on my side. So logically on your side, it's like, come on, you know? You didn't meet the bills this month, it's next month. But on my side, that happens to be a very, very
traumatic,
you know, a very traumatic situation, and I cannot handle it, and now I have to find ways. And so with how I am feeling, it starts now to trigger certain things in the body. So the body to actually deal with this pain, it will start now to form other symptoms that you didn't necessarily have. So this is where now the brain comes in, because it's easy to say it would be a chemical imbalance, but it's not necessarily. Yes, it will trigger some chemical imbalance symptoms, but the root of it, it started with just a depression.
Okay.
So there are people with chemical imbalances and who go through psychosomatic, like with just that on a really traumatic side of things. But when it comes to depression, like I said, it's a much broader picture. And the examples that we're talking about, those are the far more extremes. You know, it's on the extreme side of things. But just your mild depression, your everyday depression, even that does not really make the logical sense, because it is an emotional illness, if you will, that affects your mental state as well.
What are the symptoms? Can somebody tell that now I think this could be it? Because we are all going through stress one way or another. But now, when it comes to depression?
Well, depression, like I said, it's not one, you know, it's not a one-size-all, you will. You'll find people that go through postpartum, especially as with women. And somebody would say, okay, now that's actually crazy. What woman does not love their children? Because now you don't like this little baby. I've got this friend of mine, Aisha, who is singing out loud about postpartum, like it's a real thing. Can we stop thinking that it doesn't happen and you are just a lazy mother and you don't love your child or anything? It really is. It's an emotional, hormonal, mental situation that happens. So that is real. Chronic illnesses, if tomorrow you are told that you've got a terminal disease, that also triggers your depression state, because you all automatically thinking of the inevitable. Some families have got a family history, you know, legacy diseases. They've got a family history of depression. So we've learned that in our family, because you've got something like this, this is how we are going to respond. And like we've spoken about your chemical imbalances, that really does happen. Life events, which is what everybody goes through. And with life events, it could be the stresses of the work, stresses of the marriage. So they start creeping in. You see that, okay, today I'm tired. And it feels like it's just a normal physical tired. It's a mental exhaustion. And then a week later, I'm still tired. I don't want to get up. Your mood, all of a sudden people think that you're moody. You've got mood swings. And you're pretty much aware that I do have, all of a sudden I am moody, but I don't know why. I can't help it. I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling. So mood swings are a big part of it. Eating appetite, your sleeping patterns, that those are also big symptoms as well. Now, all of a sudden, all you want to do is just sleep. Or you've got insomnia. You can't sleep at all. Those are also part of the, you know, symptoms that you can actually see. But the most telltale ones, mostly it would be your diet, it would be your hygiene, it would be your sleeping patterns, even your mood swings as well. So those ones are the very quick ones to spot that something is not okay with somebody. I mean, if you're not bathing and you are like me, like, hey, I gotta have different things every day. I got to be colorful. And then I come back looking some type of way. Something is not okay. Are you sure you're okay? And I might not even tell that I'm actually depressed. I'm like, I am okay. This is how I want to dress. Today I've chosen how to dress. You see, now that goes into the mood swings. Why are you snappy? Why are you shouting? You're not, something is out of character about this person. So not necessarily everything it has to be stress. You could just be having depression. I mean, you could just be having a bad day. That's it. Once it starts to become a little bit more consistent, in a week you've not taken a shower, in a week you've been moody, you have not slept, what is wrong? Now we begin to see that there's other things happening more than just the normal stress that we go through.
Sure. Somebody said to me, but there has been a lot of talks around raising awareness on depression. So, and surely by now, we should be all aware of it, and we should be doing something about it, and even knowing if somebody has depression and being hands-on. Is that true? Yes, we have raised a lot of awareness around it. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? With depression, like I said, it is a silent killer. It's exactly like death. We know about death. We understand death, the logic of what happens when a deceased one, but nobody ever gets used to it.
Mm-hmm.
On the emotional and the mental side, nobody will ever get used to it. Nobody ever said, I'm used to losing my family members. So there'll never be one side fit all. So we have to keep making people aware. We have to keep shouting from the rooftops, because the symptoms are also not a one-size-fits-all. Today, you might feel like this. Tomorrow, you might feel different. And all of those different symptoms are all linked to depression. So it's one of those, you know, illnesses, if we may, that you can never really get used to. So we have to keep shouting from the rooftop, because today, it might be somebody else who needs to hear that message.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, it could be you. It could be you. And you deal with depression every single day. And you're like, no, I deal with depression every day. I don't think that I'm depressed. But it's actually you. Energy transference. Today it is you. So we have to keep shouting. We have to keep introducing people to the different signs of it, especially with school children. Children, generally, we don't associate them with depression. Until now, they come to matric, and the pressures of being in matric, they're overwhelming. Now they've got suicidal thoughts. Now they're not eating. Now they indulge in alcohol. Now they're experimenting with drugs. But my child has never, ever been depressed. Yet in school programs, they talk about depression every day. So at that moment, you need that information. So it's a must that we keep talking about it. We keep labeling the new symptoms. We keep saying the trends of depression. We cannot keep quiet about depression.
Who is more prone to depression lately? I remember in the previous years, we would have more parents than young people. But now hearing you also referring to our young people, and I'm reminded that they are going through quite a lot, bullying and everything else as well. And so I'm wondering, who is now more prone? Or is it still, or the scale, is the scale just straight, both sides, it's equals?
No, now it has actually become, I wouldn't necessarily say equal, but I think across board. Depression used to be a woman's thing, you know, because we are the moody ones. We are the one that...
With hormonal imbalances.
Hormones and everything. So it's a woman's problem. Until we find out that it's actually not a woman's problem. Men also go through depression. Like I said, with our kids, when we went to school, we saw a depression. How dare you even tell your parents that you've got depression? It was just a stage, you know, that you went through, not understanding that even that stage had its own difficulties that led me into depression. It was a taboo for a child to be talking about depression, to such an extent that even in Venic, you know, in our own Guni languages, there is no translation of what depression is, because that is something that we do not know, because you're not supposed to be having those kind of problems, and we do not glorify our problems. But as we evolve, we get to understand that it's not a problem. It really is a mental illness. It falls under the mental illness category, and it's something that should be taken seriously. Now, imagine with the information, if we decided not to make a lot of noise about that kind of information, imagine how many people would still be taking their own lives, would still be going through that dark tunnel because nobody was talking about it, and it's taboo, and it's a hidden thing, and it's a family thing. Nobody should talk about it. With men, we know that when they do become that aggressive, you know, with abuse, with GBV, some of them, the symptoms is because of that depression. So they tend to become more physical in order to get that relief, or they tend to go into alcoholism in order to get that relief. So we need to shout it out because it has become much more broader. And because of the information, we have now understand how to treat it. We have now understood that we cannot treat a woman's depression the same way as we would treat a man's depression or a child's depression. But the beauty of it is that now it's becoming more exposed, that more people can actually get help. You are going through depression. It's, you know, you can now get help. Where before, when it was just a family thing, an indoor thing, you wouldn't know what to do about it.
Sure. I know I have to let you go, my queen, but in closure, what advice do you have for somebody who just found out this that I'm feeling is depression? I thought I'm too sad and I couldn't understand. I couldn't bring myself out of this. I'm in this dark place. And yeah, I want to come out and appear as though everything is fine with everyone. But the true sense is that I feel like I'm dying slowly but surely. Even others even go to an extent of even having suicidal thoughts, but they cannot even share this with anyone. And so what advice would you give unto those? Before you do so, let me greet Sir Martino Malembe. Hello to you in KZN. Hello, 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 hello. And he says, yes, depression is very real. It sneaks in and starts to destroy lives. Thank you for the awareness, Dokotela. Yeah, we are really grateful. Thank you to you, Sir Martino Malembe, for also being with us, and to you, Ndlovugazi. So what advice do we have for those ones who just found out?
Your opening to that question is exactly that. Self-awareness.
Okay.
Self-awareness. You know how you feel. You know on a day-to-day basis, even on how you handle your own stresses about life. Once it starts now being out of character, it's that first acceptance that something is wrong. You know what? I am a very happy-go-lucky person. And yes, I was upset yesterday. But it seems like even today, even, you know, the following day, a week down the line, but now I am not sure why I'm upset. I get that that thing is the thing that made me upset, and I thought I have dealt with it. Now I'm still upset, and I'm not quite sure why I'm upset, but I can feel that I'm enraged about something. So that awareness of one, because before everybody else can point it out, you are the one that is feeling it first. Like I said, some of the most depressed people, and we have seen it, and like, this is the most happiest person. How could they take their lives, you know? Look at Robbie Williams. Robin Williams was a comedian, funny guy, jolly, everybody loved him. Jim Carrey, funny guy, you know, all these comedians. But they were going through severe depression to an extent that it ended their lives. So you know how you feel before everybody else sees. Acknowledge those feelings. Don't try and sweep it under the carpet. Something is wrong. Rather, you go and figure out what is wrong than for you to let what is wrong to end your life.
Sure. And if we are the ones who are seeing it?
Even better, because if somebody else can actually spot it out on you, this is where now you tell them. I mean, we've got clinic, you've got counselors at the different hospitals, you've got, there's so many trauma lines that you can actually see. And you can even come to us, a psychologist, at private practices. There's so many other avenues that are actually opened for you. I mean, I've done some work with SADC. I know they're actually fantastic, you know, because that line is open 24 hours. Call them or even call them to say, you know, this person, I'm a support system to Osmonile, and I can see that she's going through something. Mm. She's not aware that she's going through this, or she's in denial that she's actually going through this. Mm. Because sometimes I'm not in denial. I'm just not aware of what is actually happening. I'm just always on the move that I'm not seeing the symptoms that have creeped out that everybody else can see.
Mm.
So call them. Find out, how can I deal with this situation? I'm seeing that they're a bit snappy these days. They will be able to guide you on how to assist that person. Have a conversation with that person.
Okay.
Do not make it about you. Do not make it about you.
Yeah.
It is they who are going through the situation.
All right.
So help them.
My queen, we love you so much. Have a beautiful day further. Thank you so much for raising awareness on this as well. And to also say there is help out there. May God awesomely bless you. Can't wait to talk to you again soon, because there's a lot that we learn whenever we are talking to you. God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
And that is our queen, Dr. Sibo Mkhize. If you'd like to be in contact with her, she is available on her WhatsApp number, which is 081-374-5325. That's how you can get hold of her, just sending her a WhatsApp. And she is available in that manner. 081-374-5325. She is a psychologist, and so she knows what she's talking about when she's talking to us about this. She knows exactly what it's all about. And do not take too long. Do not take too long, but reach out, get help. If you do feel that you cannot take this and you are feeling depressed, do get help. Help is out there. You can also Google the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, and they will also be at your service. But we are praying for God's healing in your life, mentally, spiritually, and otherwise.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.